Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Be kind, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, so many people were crowding together that they were trampling one another underfoot. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples, "Beware of the leaven, that is hypocrisy of the Pharisees. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you have said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered behind closed doors will be proclaimed on the housetop. I tell you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but after that can do no more. I shall show you whom to fear. Be afraid of the ones who, after killing, has the power to cast into Gehenna. Yes, I tell you, be afraid of that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 small coins? Not one of them has escaped the notice of God. Even the hairs of your head have been all counted. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There, the sister are more kind than terrible to us. We are loved. They will come right. Because of the openness there, Teresa of Ravina, but so many people come to the convent and to make them all friends. It's beautiful. For 20 years, it's all everybody like her. But by the age of 40, she got a special grace. She knew that she had to be more internalized herself. She was more happy in the school because the sister are more kind than her father. At age of 20, she entered the Society of Carmelite. Because of the openness character, kind of openness to the world, let us ask her grace, her help, to bring us back our heart to the Lord. Many times we were distracted, even in prayer time we are distracted. But it's important, start again. She got a special grace. She knew that she had to be more internalized herself. So together with St. John the Cross, they together renewed the Carmelite community. And after that, for another 20 years, she lived in a very close life together with the Lord, and not so much as before, kind of openness to the world. Let us ask her grace, her help, to bring us back our heart to the Lord. Many times we were distracted, even in prayer time we are distracted. But it's important, start again. Nothing's impossible before the Lord. Let's ask St. Teresa of Avila to give us this special grace. Always keep the Lord in our heart.